You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Someone's calling you again.
And on the phone we have Brian Cottram from, Victoria Fisheries. G'day, Brian. Are you there, mate?
Morning, Clemo. Yes, absolutely.
How you doing today? Good?
Fantastic. I'm over here at Snobs Creek. It's a beautiful, crisp morning, but going to be a cracking day.
Now, you've got an open day coming up there on Sunday, the 5th of May. But before we get to that, I want to quiz you on how the Arcadia open day went. I thought it was fantastic. How did you feel it went?
We were really excited with Arcadia. That was the first ever open day we've done at Arcadia. Arcadia is the new kid on the block as far as our hatcheries go. And it started raining that morning. We thought, oh, that's going to deter people, but there were still close to 1,000 people rock in. They had a look through our new site, had a fish, had some fun, and the sun came out at lunchtime. So, yeah, it was a great day. We were pleased to have everyone there. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I've got to say, one of the highlights for me was Robbie Alexander from Robbie's Fishing, actually getting to meet him, my favourite YouTube fisherman. Is he going to be at Snobs Creek?
No, look, Robbie won't be at Snobs Creek. He's into his, fishes a whole range of fish, but really into his cod and yellows and a local to the Arcadia area. But with lots else to do at Snobs, yeah.
So, 455 Goulburn Valley Highway, Eildon, Sunday the 5th of May between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. What can we expect?
Yeah, look, Snobs Creek it's been around for a long time. It's 75-plus years old, been growing fish there. Snobs Creek's very unique site, so we grow a lot of our trout. 90% of the trout that we stock around the state are grown at Snobs Creek.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a stock of Chinook salmon, the only Chinook salmon in the southern hemisphere, so be able to see some of those, and there's some of them, the eggs are just hatching at the moment, so be able to see some Chinook salmon eggs that are just on the verge of hatching or just hatch, which is just an exciting time for us at Snobs Creek.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trout area, and the broodstock are held in ponds there close by. You'll be able to feed those fish and see them chase after the pellets and splash the surface, which is always exciting for everyone.
Yes, I've been down to the Shep Lake right when they've been released, and it turns into a bit of a, it's like boiling water. They go crazy at the surface, don't they?
Absolutely. They're hungry at that time, but it's quite a spectacular sight and one you never get sick of seeing.
Now, you've got the virtual fishing out there again. Is that rig that the kids hop in and there's a TV screen and everything?
Absolutely. Yep, virtual fishing will be there, which was really popular at Arcadia, and it'll be there again set up everyone will be able to have fun.
So,
big and small as well, anyway.
So, aside from being able to go through the hatchery, which I'm assuming, is it sort of similar to what's at Arcadia?
So it's a little bit different. So we still have people, you can walk through at your own pace. There'll be plenty of staff around. Stop and ask questions. So walk through and see the trout and the salmon as part of the tour. We also grow native fish at Snobs Creek.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite unique in that way. And we're moving that to Macquarie perch and trout cod in particular into the future. But you can walk through those hatcheries. Their breeding season is more in the before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got posters and photos of what happens there, and again talk to staff so you can learn about trout and salmon as well as the native fish, and we'll have our fish stocking truck Murray there, so have a look at Murray. It's quite a unique vehicle that we transport the fish around the stadium.
I like Murray. I've seen Murray before. I've got to say, mate, your staff are absolutely amazing. I had a good old chat to a few of them, and they really know their stuff. One guy, I can't remember his name, he was actually from the Melbourne Aquarium. I think he's at Snobs Creek.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Same staff will be here at Snobs again this weekend. So, and look, they're passionate. They love their fish.
Oh, yeah.
And they do what, they just know what the fish need and keep a great eye on them. We have people there every day of the week, and staff are fantastic.
Yep. Now, free show bags. What's in the show bag?
Yeah, look, little fishing related giveaways, so what you can learn about fishing, little knickknacks you can take home and to start your fishing journey.
Yeah, so kids, if you're listening, kids, get mum and dad to get you out there because there's show bags. Now, at the Arcadia one, you had a bit of a setup with a couple of exhibitors and things like that. Is that happening at Snobs Creek?
Yeah, there is. So you know, there'll be some aquaculture hub there, so Yarra Valley Caviar will be there, you know, offering some samples and also available to purchase, as well as there'll be samples of cod and smoked trout. We'll have a chef there cooking up some trout, so, you know, get the taste buds going and think what you can do with your fish if you catch it or if you, you know, buy it at your local local shop and, yeah, get into cooking your fish up.
Yeah, I had some of the, I was talked into having, by the lovely sales lady, having some of the cod caviar. And I was pleasantly surprised, and it was a bit like an all-day gobstopper. The further I walked around and the further I chewed for the next 10 minutes, it was still popping in my mouth, and it actually tasted quite nice.
Yeah, it's a unique thing, and look, people love it, and so there'll be some Yarra Valley caviar there at this, you know, on Sunday.
Yep. Now, do you have to book for this event?
No booking necessary.
Okay.
It is 9:30 to 3:30 this one. So.
Okay.
Yeah, just pull on into the front door, into the front gates of 455 Golden Valley Highway. There'll be parking attendants that, yeah, park on site and then walk around the hatchery and, as I said, plenty of staff there at every turn to explain what we do, ask questions and, have a great day.
Yeah, well, great day would be an understatement. If you're into fish, it'll be a fantastic day. Now, if people want to find out more, you've got the vfa.vic.gov.au/snobsopenday where you can find out. Is there other places? Have you got a Facebook page?
Yeah, look, we regularly post on our Facebook, so it's the VFA Facebook page. Look, all the info's there on the web, but look, really, if you can spare a few hours on Sunday, rock along to the site at Snobs Creek on the Golden Valley Highway and, yeah, come on in, we'd love to see you.
See, how far from Shep is it?
About an hour and a half.
About an hour and a half. I reckon I could still nearly do that. Because it's just absolutely amazing being a fish fanatic such as myself. It's just an amazing sight to see. To be honest, you guys are doing an absolutely fantastic job.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful drive. So lovely Sunday family day out, or grab your partner and come for a drive.
Well, thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us today here at 1FM, Brian. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, Flamo. Look forward to seeing as many people as we can on Sunday.
Fantastic. You have a fantastic day and keep those fish jumping.
Cheers, Flamo.
See you later. Brian Cottram from Snobs Creek Hatchery. I tell you, folks, I went to the Arcadia Open Day and it was absolutely the Arcadia Hatchery Day and it was absolutely fantastic. I mean, it was raining, the weather was miserable, but the things you can learn and the things you can see are just phenomenal. 455 Goulburn Valley Highway, Eildon. Open Day, Sunday the 5th of May, 9:30 through to 3:30 p.m. Get a guided tour, and I'm telling you, the staff are absolutely amazing. vfa.vic.gov.au/snobsopenday to find out more, or type in VFA on Facebook and you'll see lots and lots of updates and lots of info.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.